Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a tour guide giving information about an old British house. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You will now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Stonebridge House. My name is David, and I'm your tour guide. This morning, I'm going to show you around this wonderful 19th century house, which was the home of the Reynold family for more than 150 years, until 1975, when it became a national museum. We are now standing in the main lobby of the house, where you can see the magnificent wooden staircase that leads up to the bedrooms. The servants used to sleep in the attic, but they would have used a different staircase to this one. Now, if we go through to the dining room, you will be able to see a fine collection of paintings. George Reynold was a big fan of traditional art, as we can see here today. George came from a military family. Surprisingly, however, he became a lawyer, even though his father had wanted him to be an officer in the army. His younger brother also rebelled and became a teacher. Now, the Reynold family is famous for many things, but probably most of all for the many family tragedies. The family has had more than its fair share of early deaths. George's son Michael died from cancer. His wife died while giving birth to their daughter Emily, and George's brother had a fatal horse riding accident. George himself always suffered from a weak heart, and he died of a heart attack at the age of 52.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Stonebridge House. My name is David, and I'm your tour guide. This morning, I'm going to show you around this wonderful 19th century house, which was the home of the Reynold family for more than 150 years, until 1975, when it became a national museum. We are now standing in the main lobby of the house, where you can see the magnificent wooden staircase that leads up to the bedrooms. The servants used to sleep in the attic, but they would have used a different staircase to this one. Now, if we go through to the dining room, you will be able to see a fine collection of paintings. George Reynold was a big fan of traditional art, as we can see here today. George came from a military family. Surprisingly, however, he became a lawyer, even though his father had wanted him to be an officer in the army. His younger brother also rebelled and became a teacher. Now, the Reynold family is famous for many things, but probably most of all for the many family tragedies. The family has had more than its fair share of early deaths. George's son Michael died from cancer. His wife died while giving birth to their daughter Emily, and George's brother had a fatal horse riding accident. George himself always suffered from a weak heart, and he died of a heart attack at the age of 52.
That is the end of part 3.